Radio.
And for Mark Wahlberg, you need a haircut.
Need a haircut. Happy Halloween.
I was going to say, you know what today is, right?
It's All Hallows Eve.
That's right.
Come on, Jim. Too slow.
Yeah, well, you can never time those things right. Well, we needed to get the mood set because, you know, we're going to have some spooky things today. Chief among them is how to implement an internet security counterattack.
And again, today's show is going to be about stuff that, you know, there have been tried and true things that have been out there for a really long time. But the reality is there's some new things out there that you really got to know about, too. And you got to implement them. So
I am not a cyber crook.
There's a few cyber crooks out there.
I'm not one of them.
So anyway, to get down to business. I want to remind our listeners that you can call us by dialing 213-943-3808. That's 213-943-3808. Of course, you can also find us on Working the Web to Win,
right.
Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, a whole bunch of other ones. We're also streaming live on Facebook right now and, of course, Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Another person that's not a crook is Scott. Scott's Discount Movers.
Yeah, so one of our clients, Scott Discount Movers. You really ought to check them out. I mean, when we had to move our office, what was it, 2 months ago, 3 months ago?
Like
we had a lot of really big stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys really made the job easy for us. I mean, we didn't really have to move any stuff.
Do we thank them? Our chiropractor thank them, too.
Yeah. So check out Scott Discount Movers if you're looking for a bargain and a really good job well done. Also, we have a new client, Mike Franks, Travel Planners. If you really want to check out a guy who can set you up on all kinds of cruises and land packages and things like that, check out Mike, Mike Frank, the Travel Planners. I just got a couple of new blogs that I just posted the other day that you want to check out that he wrote that are really good to tell you all about that stuff. So,
and he actually wrote them.
And he wrote them, that's right. So here's the thing, you know, cybercrime.
America's favorite game show.
In the last 10 years, it's not doubled, it's not tripled, it's not quadrupled. It's like a 100-fold increase.
Yeah.
And that's,
Googled.
And that's just... And that's just the statistics, because really a lot of people don't report cybercrime.
Right.
I mean, we had clients that, you know, they got ransomware. They wouldn't tell anybody.
Right.
We found out by because we have to know the guy who worked on the computer.
Well, the problem is if you broadcast that kind of undermines your business.
Right. And
definitely lose style points.
The bigger the business, oftentimes, unless they talk about
Sure, because then you're going to get sued by their clients.
Well, for example, Equifax.
Right.
They didn't even talk about it until 3 or 4 months had gone by.
Thanks.
Right, yeah. So the big thing about the whole cybercrime thing is a lot of people do something that I think is really stupid. They stick their head in the ground like they're an ostrich or something.
Yeah.
And really...
And it's a monstrous program.
Right.
Monstrous problem.
But here's the thing. You can't... Ignorance is not bliss.
No.
Okay? And not knowing will kill you.
Right.
I mean, that's the reality. You have to adopt what I call a cybersecurity mindset.
Right.
If you don't understand that you're at war all the time with criminals and subversive governments and all that other kind of stuff.
You're not being paranoid. They really are out to get you.
They really are out to get you all the time. It's not something that is it doesn't take a break. A lot of their tools are automated and that kind of stuff. And you really got to be on your toes at all times.
Well, especially today, because, I mean, talking about a wired world, I mean, everything is connected to the internet these days. And a lot of these things, the Internet of Things, half of them don't even have any security at all.
Most of them don't have any
security. So guess what? That's where they're going to hit first. They're always going to look for the weak point.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I mentioned in the articles, because we have several security systems that we have multiple layers of security here. But the Internet of Things stuff, most of that doesn't have any kind of security, and you're... Your internet network is vulnerable to the weakest link.
Yeah.
So you really have to understand that on any kind of internet of things, whether it's a TV or whatever, you've got to be really careful setting up your username and password and all that kind of stuff. And I would tell you, on those kinds of products, you ought to use a separate email and password to set those devices up.
Right.
Because you can get free Google, you know, email accounts and MSN account.
Well, and now
like
you've
that.
Even got to worry about your Wi-Fi because that they've got really big hacking attacks for that too.
And we're going to talk about that in the show. A new security bug in Wi-Fi that has to be taken care of. But before we get that, I want to make sure.
I don't know. I'm getting ready to put my head in the sand. I got to do it. I'm sorry. It's just scary what the hell's going on.
Well, here's the thing. Again, if people don't adopt a security mindset, mm-hmm. they're going to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's that simple. And it's not that these cyber criminals are super smart.
Don't have to be.
They're not. The reality is most of the breaches, like 95%, 99% of them, are because people give them access by stupidity.
Well, it's like the old thing with the vampire. You know, the vampire can't come in unless you invite them in. Well, guess what? That's exactly what people do with these hackers. They invite the vampire in, and then they wonder why they got bit.
We keep hearing all this stuff about the Russian hackers and all this other kind of stuff. The reality is the Democratic Party was stupid. I'm sorry. I mean, if you're clicking on emails that are phishing for you and stuff like that, or, you know, soliciting you with porn or whatever the hell they got trapped with, that's on them.
Right.
You know, they could have had the best security. Not like they don't have tons of money.
Right.
Okay, they could have had the best security available, and they weren't using it. And some of this, the new stuff that we're going to be talking about today later on the show when we talk about Google's new security measures, those things are really not new.
Well,
they've been around for like 10 years.
And, you know, again, you know, security is only as good as its weakest point. And that's just another – it's just like – this happens all the time in companies where you'll get one person in the company that ends up getting, you know, their smartphone hacked or their tablet hacked. But then what they do, they plug it into the network. And everybody's got the problem. So it's kind of like when you walk into the office and you've got a cold and you're sniffling instead of going home. What happens? Everybody in the office catches the cold.
That's right. And I remember when I was an IT guy, you know, people – the IT guys worried about these things, the smartphone and the tablets, more than anything else, because back then they were the most least secure. Now they're still pretty insecure, but they're not the most least secure because now it's the Internet of Things devices that are the least secure. But, I mean, right now they're more Internet of Things insecure than all the things that we are securing. And the real problem we're having is we're not securing our stuff. That's the problem. It's not the problem that the hackers are super smart or anything. It's people aren't securing their stuff. And that's where we really have to start, by having an Internet security mindset. And that Internet security mindset is a couple of different things. It's implementing the latest security and being vigilant.
Right.
Because you assume that people are trying to get you. So when you're looking at your email and stuff like that, you look at everything through that eye of, is that real? You know, that's what you have to do. And if you're not doing that, that's a big problem. So here's a couple of simple things that people could do to stop the bleeding. If you're using an 8-digit password,
change it
to a 12-digit password and mix it up so it's got letters and numbers and special characters. That's a simple thing to do. You know, the next thing is would be like doing two-step authentication, which has been around for a while. That two-step authentication takes it to a whole nother level of security. And then if you want to go beyond that, you can set up some other things. Like Google has just released their new, you can buy these dongles to plug into your computer.
Yeah, it looks like a pacifier.
Right. And this is, you buy them from a third party, but once that dongle is set up and set up on Google, you can't log into any of your Google stuff
without
that key code.
Oh, that's cool.
So even if somebody spoofs your username and password, they can't log in to your account without that key code.
Do you know what they cost?
Like $20 to $25. So it's nothing. And when I thought about these things, I said, you know, these are designed for high-risk accounts. And if you're a politician, you're high risk.
Sure.
So the Democratic Party could have had this. Even though this is just being released new from Google, these kinds of things have been around for a while.
Also, if you're an executive in a major corporation, guess what?
High net worth people, dissidents, journalists, I mean, all kinds of different people. And if you just want to be hacked, for $25, you can have one of these things.
Yeah.
Okay?
Nothing.
I mean, that way, if they hack your phone, if they hack your TV, and they make one for the phone. They make a Bluetooth one that you can use with your phone, too. So this is a new device. Relatively new. I mean, this concept is not new. It's new that it's integrated into Google's
system. Especially like you said, for $25.
Yeah, it's a nothing. It's a really inexpensive thing to do. Now, one of the things that most people never take care of is updating their hardware.
Right.
And now there's a big issue with the crack attack, if you will. And that's what they're calling it, the crack hack on Wi-Fi. And it's all Wi-Fi systems.
Right.
It's not just a few of them. It's all of them. So if your Wi-Fi system doesn't update itself, and most of them don't.
Right.
because you got to normally reflash the ROM in your router and a whole bunch of other things like that. It wasn't hard to update the one in my computer. But I just ran my update program, Drive Master 5 or whatever the heck it is.
Right.
It's an hardware updater. And once you run that, it tells you here's the latest update for your hardware.
Mm-hmm.
And you put that in, and that makes it more secure. And that's one of the other places that people aren't looking at. That's they say, oh, my driver's working. I'm not going to mess with it. I understand that because I've done some updates that broke my system.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to roll it back. But most of these newer update programs have rollback features. So you can, you know, do the update. If it doesn't work, you can roll it back. So that's just a new problem that we have in the last couple of years or so. But it has to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime there's a new advance in technology for protection,
Oh, yeah.
You have to implement it.
Yeah, and that's because the...
And if you don't implement it, it's on you.
Well, that's because the bad guys are, you know, always
right.
on the cutting edge. And as soon as they find a vulnerability, now that they exploit it, right. they publish it so everybody can
right.
exploit it.
In reality, most of the times, the bad guys are ahead of us by 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
So if you're not implementing the latest stuff that you know about, you're already behind the curve. You need to plug every hole that you can find. And that's the thing that a lot of people are doing. They're not plugging holes.
Well, it's like going out and buying a vault and then leaving the door open.
Right.
It doesn't seem much good. It's not going to secure anything.
The last time we talked about this subject, I mentioned that, you know, a lot of businesses were rolling to VPNs
yeah.
to log into the internet. Because
the virtual private networks.
Yeah, the virtual private networks, because two things can happen. One, it can encrypt your message, and two, it can encrypt your IP address, so nobody
right.
knows where the hell you are. So that makes it harder for going after you and so on.
Sure.
I mentioned this also in a couple other articles, updating things.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by updating things, update all your software.
Yeah.
What does that mean, all your software? It means all your software. Windows, your browsers, your
security,
Office package,
security
set. I mean, every piece
yeah.
of software in your computer needs to be updated. If you have really old software, you need to update the software. More than likely, it's vulnerable. Most software packages today log into the internet
mm-hmm.
for their own updates and
yeah.
all that. Well, that's another place it could
yeah.
be breached. You need to update the software. We use Advanced System Care here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm testing out the new one, Advanced System Care Ultimate, because it also incorporates their antivirus product all in one, so you don't have to have
mm-hmm.
the IOBIT malware fighter. But that goes out and looks for a whole bunch of other things. Plus, it has, you know, defrag and all kinds of other tools that you can use for your computer that just makes the maintenance process a lot better.
Right.
But one of the things it has is update your software.
Important.
I mean, that's an important deal. So how about, speaking of Advanced System Care, we use a multi-layered defense.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to a lot of people. They said, well, you can't do that. One program will beat up the other. That's true. In most cases, if you buy, you know, Kaspersky antivirus and you buy Trend, these programs will beat each other up. I've spent a considerable amount of time trying to figure out ones that don't do that.
Right. Well,
so,
Trend will to a certain extent, yeah. but once you upload Trend, then you can upload the other.
What you got to do is upload Trend first,
right?
And then once you've got that running,
then you put Advanced System Care, MyWebbytes.
Yeah, I usually put Advanced System Care second and MyWebbytes
yeah.
third. And then after you've got them all loaded, then you've got to sort of go in there and tell them, like, don't beat each other up.
Right.
So ignore, if you're in MyWebbytes, which doesn't like Advanced System Care, you got to go and say, ignore that program, please. Okay. And if you do that, then they play nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you got a three-layer defense
yeah.
using totally different algorithms to spot the bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Falls through the gap of one, it gets picked up by the
yeah.
other.
And I've heard people say, well, then you got these three programs putting this big performance hit on your system. It can have a performance hit.
Right.
But the reality is, if you're having to do something like run a camera or whatever, you can shut stuff off
mm-hmm.
and turn it back on as you need it.
Yeah, we're using all three, and it never stops us from doing it.
Yeah, and I do blogging. And
I do video production all
right.
the time.
Right, and it usually if you have a fairly strong computer with
yeah.
a relatively new processor and a lot of RAM, 16 megs of RAM is almost critical if you're running a lot of stuff. That's a big deal. So, but that multi-level defense is a big deal.
So you want to hit your checklist next?
Yeah, I was going to say, we've got about 15 minutes left in the show, so I got 7 items, I think, in the checklist that you really need to go through, and if you follow this checklist, if you do every one of these items in this checklist, I guarantee you, you're going to be extremely hard to hack.
Right.
I mean, it's that simple. And a lot of businesses don't do all these 7 items.
Right.
But anybody can do them. This is not stuff that you got to spend a small fortune to go out and buy some big piece of hardware,
right.
firewall, or whatever to do this. So the first one is free.
Right.
Adopt a security mindset where you're not doing stupid stuff.
Practice safe surfing.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you don't go to porn sites. You don't go to war-end sites. You don't go to the dark web.
Right.
If you go to those things a lot, I mean, you're just asking for somebody to hit you. You don't go on social media and post all kinds of, you know, stuff about yourself.
Don't click on ludicrous offers online. Don't open up email from people you don't know.
Yeah, and when you're on Facebook, there'll be, you know, offers.
Yeah.
There are sometimes bad offers on Facebook because they can't pull them instantaneously.
Yeah.
They got to figure out what the hell they are at the time. So you have to have a security mindset. The second one is you have to implement and maintain a multi-level malware security defense system, which we just mentioned. If you don't do that, you have a layer that can be breached by somebody.
Yeah, there isn't any one product that's absolutely bulletproof.
And these products change how good they are year to year and so on. And there are other good products. So these are not the only good products. There's another one by Root that I really like and so on, but I couldn't make it work with some of these. So, you know, I had to use what I can get to work.
Well, yeah, especially if you've got several different programs. Like you said, you have to have, they all have to play nice sooner or later, it's just not going
to
work.
And I probably could figure how to make a couple more work, but I don't have the time to spend to make them work together.
Three. That's work.
That's a much higher level than most people have. Even in offices, they'll have a point-to-point security, but they only have one endpoint security process. Third, update all your hardware drivers, software applications, browsers, and plugins. That's very critical today.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of the ransomware attacks are coming through.
Right.
Okay. Fourth, implement a 12-digit username and password, including numbers, letters, and special characters. If possible, go to a two-step authentication, which, again, it's free.
Right.
These are free-type things that you could do that don't cost you nothing. Fifth, if you're a high at-risk internet user, buy one of these tchotchke USB keys. I mean, it doesn't cost a hell of a lot of money. You're talking $25. Hell, to deal with any kind of cyber breach, it's hundreds, if not thousands of dollars.
That's right.
Okay. Along the same lines, you should have, and that's not in the list, but you should, and it's been in our other articles, you should have some kind of ID protection, some kind of warning systems. A lot of the bank accounts and all that kind of stuff will let you implement different kinds of warning systems. So you can go into the bank account and say, anytime I withdraw $50, anything above $50, let me know. Okay. And that, again, that's free to do those kinds of things. If you're a business, you should get a VPN. They cost $10 a month or something like that. If you're doing a lot of security stuff yourself or you're surfing places that you shouldn't be surfing, you ought to be getting online with a VPN, maybe even an Onion Router type connection or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're doing crazy, stupid stuff, you need more layers of protection. And the last one, which a lot of people ignore, is you need to stay abreast of what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people, again, they stick their head in the sand. Ignorance is not bliss. Not having the knowledge will kill you.
Oh, yeah.
It's that simple.
Well, yeah, it's like when they just had the last big major breach, you know, that there was 134 million, like half the country got there in one shot.
Right.
And I told a lot of the people at BNI, and half of them hadn't even heard about it.
Yeah.
Again, aren't you reading our blogs?
That's half the population of the United States. Okay.
One hack.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're talking all the critical information, including your social security number, the whole wide.
They didn't get a little bit of it. They got a bunch of it. And here's what really sort of irked me about that. That company was selling ID protection.
Right.
And they were selling actually LifeLock's.
Well, like I said, that isn't so unusual. When we were doing our last one on ransomware, we talked about several police departments in Georgia that ended up with all their critical systems that had all their data, the files or casework. It got locked up by ransomware, and they called the FBI, and the FBI's response was,
pay
the ransom. Yeah.
And here's the thing. There's no magic bullet.
And there's no sheriff.
That's right. There's no magic bullet. There's nobody you can pick up the phone and say, hey, Internet, I got screwed.
Yeah, it's only police.
That's not the way it works.
You're on your own.
You have to have all these different things in place. If you don't have all these different things in place, then maybe what you ought to do is get off the internet.
That's right.
I mean, it's that simple.
That's simple.
Just say no.
Yeah, right.
To the internet.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
There's no getting away from it anymore.
So, again, in our society, we live and die by the internet. I mean, the internet is a massive part of the U.S. economy. If we're not using the internet, we're rolling back up to the Stone Age, but to the 60s.
Worse.
So,
well, and the thing is, like I said, it's into everything. You know, your cars have it. I mean, everything is pretty much wired today.
By the 2025, it'll be the Internet of Things will not be what it was. Everything will be in. Your door will have internet connection.
That's what's scary.
Yeah. So I highly recommend, so if we're talking about learning stuff, that's the last one. I have several articles that I want to mention. The first one is, Does Ransomware Make You Cry? Because that has a whole bunch of things about dealing just with ransomware.
Right.
Because that's probably the most expensive hit that you can take. The State of Internet Privacy and Security in America Today. It's a Black Hat Christmas. Are hackers in your stocking? And the reason I mentioned that one is because we're coming up on the holidays.
Yeah, you know what happens at the holidays, right? That's when they start doing the fishing expedition.
That's
we've got your gift.
That's when they up the ramp real big time.
Yeah, and the thing is that they pose as companies that everybody knows and trusts. And, in fact, the websites look identical to the real thing. You just got to be very careful because there usually be one character.
Like,
you know, one little eye on the end. Or like FedEx or something. You know,
right.
You don't notice that.
Right.
You know, because it's like they actually did a. You know, I like to watch a lot of the science documentaries on like Netflix and stuff like that. One of them that really blows my mind because it's again it shows you how your brain works. If you they have like a mask like one of these, right? And they're rotating it. Well, do you know when they rotate it around like this, it still looks like it's pointing forward because your brain
just flips it.
Flips it.
That's why it's so hard to proof your own blog, by the way, guys. Trying to proof your own blog is really hard. The last one I wanted to mention was the latest hack attack, which is about the Equifax.
Right.
Because that has a bunch of stuff about dealing with that, and that affects essentially half the population in the United States. So I know we got about a few minutes left. We're going to get to the Worldwide Weirds because it's Halloween.
That's right. Well, Halloween. I'm with some of the trick-or-treat stuff. This one was my favorite. It says, your Halloween costume will never top this dog who went the mop. If you look really carefully, you can just see the dog's tongue. It looks like a mop. He's got it in the bucket, and he's pushing the bucket along.
And it's a big, hairy dog with big, long locks.
Yeah, black.
Like this. They got locks like
this. Yeah, exactly. It looks like a mop. But, you know, of course, you're the...
And now, where's the candy bag?
That's right. You're the gizmo guy, right? So I know exactly what you'd want to go out if you're going to go out as Halloween. You want to go out as one of these monster robots.
There was a movie that the guy was dressed like one of those Transformers.
Right.
And then he's rolling along, and then he stands up. So he has wheels on his arms and feet.
Yeah.
You know, and he can roll, and he's all tucked up like a little car. And then all of a sudden, he stands up, and he's a...
By the time you get more candy, you just scare the kids, and they drop their bags and run. See, that's the whole thing. Because actually, they had one here. It says, USA and Japan's giant robot battle was a slow, brilliant mess.
So is it a TV show?
Yeah. They've actually started battling these things out. These things have all kinds of really weird whoppers and things.
But I know
they
originally had the battle bots, but these are ones with people in.
Inside them, right. This is
riding bots.
Yes, you're actually inside these. And they're gigantic. I mean, these would take your car out in the middle. I'd like to have one of those in the highway.
So by 2035, 2045, it'll be like Pacific Rim. We'll have the big...
Yeah. Well, you know how you get the rush hour, the gridlock, and everything just... Whoa!
Well, the Japanese are, you know, they're heavily invested into Robotech and all that
Here was one. I thought this was a cool little trick or treat. It says, huge bearded seal blocks airport runway in Alaska. It says, when airport foreman Scott Babcock went out to the runway at Wiley Post Will Rogers Memorial Airport in Alaska on Monday, clear some snow, he was surprised to find a visitor waiting for him on the asphalt, a 450-pound bearded seal chilling in the sunshine.
Which is really sort of weird. Why in the hell would the seal, like, walk or wobble?
Onto the runway. Well, you know, it's warm. You know, the asphalt's warm. The snow's cold. It's like, hey, this is pretty cool. You know, seal spot. So they ended up saying he took a forklift to move it, though, because it's 450 pounds.
Right.
And, you know, it's got an attitude, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I found it first.
Right.
Look at your own darn spot. Yeah. This is mine. Here's one I really like. Man locked in beer cooler for 6 hours helps himself to drinks despite court order to stay sober.
He got locked in the cooler by accident?
I don't know. It's a Wisconsin man who is under court order not to drink alcohol found himself locked inside a beer cooler after hours. So what did he do?
He had to hydrate.
Right. According to police, he drank.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until the next morning.
I want to know where he went to the bathroom after he had to go to the bathroom.
Got all those empties. You know, the thing is, it says that I guess a worker found him at like 6 o'clock the next morning when they opened up for the morning. And apparently
the case gone.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah. Apparently, it says he damaged 3 30-packs of beer when he fell on them. So he drank until he dropped, literally.
Too many beers.
But I think the scariest story that I read for the whole time, you know, they're starting to release the FBI and CIA files that they had about during the JFK's assassination. But they're finding some stuff in there that has nothing to do with him, but yet had something to do with history back then. And one of them is the CIA investigated whether Hitler survived World War II and moved to Colombia. And apparently they had some.
They really think that he might have.
He might have been down there. Well, you know, even right after the war, Stalin swears that he did know that what they found was not Hitler.
Right.
So there was a lot of conjecture.
They actually made a whole History Channel TV series on it.
And, you know, there's a lot, because, I mean, a lot of Nazis went down there. A lot of the gold that was plundered went down there. A bunch of subs, you know, U-boats ended up down there. So, you know, you don't really know.
Remember, they went to South America, not South America, the South Pole, too.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff like that. As a matter of fact, speaking of the Hitler series, they also made a series about, well, I want to say the ancient aliens had all this Hitler stuff.
Right.
But they made one about Jack the Ripper.
Right.
But they thought Jack the Ripper was really an American doctor who went over to there back and forth. And, of course, he was only there for, like, a few months when they did the ripping, and then he came back.
He was on vacation.
Right. Yeah. And he took the boat and all that kind of stuff. But the study shows that it really, a lot of this stuff corresponded with him being there.
Yeah.
And then he left there.
Right.
And when he's back, the murder started in the U.S. because that's the guy who made the murder pass or whatever his name was.
So okay, so we don't want Hitler back. We don't want Jack the Ripper back. But what about this guy? Would you take him back?
Yeah, I don't know about him either. I didn't like him either.
Oh, come on. You pal.
He was a crook. But he wasn't a cyber crook. We didn't have cyber crook. He was just using tapes. So I only got a couple minutes left. I want to make sure that I tell the Club WQ members, if you go to the Dropbox, there you're going to find all these articles that you can look in deep detail. The listeners, go to the notes page. There's going to be a whole bunch of stuff there. Also in the article itself, there are links to a lot of things that we talked about during the show. Next week's show, we're going to talk about the top 3 Google tools to improve your ranking. And there's a whole bunch of them that we'll be talking about. So if those people want to do the DUII, that's going to be the show for you. Other than that,
keep working, Web Dwin Gang.
Happy Halloween.
Tweet.